Our next speaker is Marcel Belloc. He's a PhD student at the Faculty of Mechanical Engineering of the Brno University of Technology. And he's going to tell us some more about image processing. He's speaking on two topics, or two separate talks, during this period. The first is dynamic of polar streamers during the 2006 eclipse, followed by the dynamic of coronal structures from numerical process total solar eclipse pictures. Marcel?
Good morning. Yesterday we had a talk about processing of eclipse images, and today I would like to show you some examples of using these images for finding some structural changes in solar corona and studying it. For this work, these pictures are very well prepared. I think all in this, maybe almost all in this room are fanatic observers of eclipse, and we know that solar corona show very dramatic changes of its shape during solar cyclones from minima to maxima. But from the pictures and animations from solar satellites, we know that the solar corona show very, very dynamic, very continuous dynamic of its structures and so on. Then we are interested to find some other dynamic in eclipse features. Unfortunately, not only raw images, but processed images didn't well show any emphatic manifestation of coronal dynamic, because there is a lot of problems about getting good pictures, processing, drawing the structures, and so on. There was a lot of works made before to find some structural changes, maybe in 1991 eclipse, which was published by Zirke and Toll in 1992, or some works by our group when we tried to find some brightness in coronal streamers and compare pictures from different places to find if some structures was changing, if something was moving in the stream and so on. But it was a very big problem, and in 1992 the M2V program or project was established to help us to process the images for this state, in which we can find very easy or more easily some structural changes. And you saw some details yesterday, and you can find them on the web pages which are described on this slide. And here is the almost actual list of still processed images in this project. Such pictures allow us to study very fine structures which we couldn't see never before, and we can study and compare the pictures from different places along the totality path to try to find something what's happened in corona. And I show you in the next pictures some examples in which you will see that it is possible to find some changes. It is an example of 2001 total solar eclipse. Here's two pictures, one made in Angola and the next one made in Zambia by Friedhelm Dorst. And there is a difference between these pictures about 32 minutes. And I show you three interesting areas which was studied and are little described in this talk. The first area show very fine structure which is moving, which is signed by by this arrows, and this loop is moving downwards with a speed of about 12 kilometers per second. The next picture is shown the dark place or dark void in the corona, which is closed in the loop system, and we can see something like vanishing of this black or dark area, because the eastern side of this void, which is in fact top edge of this area, is moving downward with a speed about 3 kilometers per second, and the opposite side is moving outwards with a speed about 6 kilometers. This is probably not real speeds, but moving of some structures maybe around this dark void. That means that this darkening shows the tendency to vanish on these pictures, but we have no other pictures from the next or later times. In the third area, again, you can see very rapid changes in the solar, in the coronal structures. Very, very, very nice two pictures from South Africa and Australia in 2002 solar eclipses. You can see again very dramatic changes in structures. Maybe the streamer, which is signed by D, completely changed its shape. And another total solar eclipse in 2005, where you can see very interesting area, which is a little enhanced in here, and you can see again the moving of the loop system above this active area. But in fact, now we are after 2006 total solar eclipse, and this picture you saw yesterday only beside the names of countries in which they was observed, and you can see again that the corona was changing very dramatically, and the main place of our interest is this area in which we observed probably the first time during the total solar eclipses in wildlife corona, where we can see very interesting. I try to find a house. No, doesn't work. Very highest. Very, very interesting polar bloom, which show very dramatic evolution. Here is the picture obtained in Libya about in 1037 UT, and the next one obtained in Turkey in 1104 UT. And on this picture you can see very fast moving of some brightening from Libya to Turkey outwards from the sun. When we measure the position of bottom edge of this brightening, it's not very easy because it's not very clearly to see, and you can see that this moving has this tendency. And there are the processed pictures, but not yet well aligned, of the picture of Egypt. It's on this line. And if we prolong this line back in the time, we can find that the start of this moving should be about 1021 UT. And the speed of moving of this brightening is about 70 kilometers per second. We have not yet processed the picture exactly from this time, but Wojtorusin made the pictures in Niger, which was 26 minutes before, not Niger, but before Libya. And there is a very interesting phenomena in the place of future, of future polar plume, is visible something like big macrospicule and very, very fine some tube or something in which in the next time, in the next 1 hour, we can see this very bright polar plume and very dynamic polar plume. When we compare the eclipse pictures, this is the Turkey corona, compared with the pictures from Lascaux 2 coronagraph, we can see then on the picture in about 12 hours before the eclipse, there is no visible this plume. And on the picture which was made in similar time, like the eclipse time, we can see this plume on the Lascaux pictures too. And on the 12 hour later pictures of Lascaux, we can see nothing again, and this area one is not in the same position. Then we can see, I hope it will work, that the lifetime of this structure should be less than 24 hours and probably less than 12 hours. Yeah. For the last pictures, I can give you some ideas how we can explain the corona 13, which is observed in this area, how was mentioned yesterday by Wojto and others. But I can tell that it's a very complicated situation, and we are not in the same side of the river in explaining of this phenomena, but I try to show some pictures from solar minima where the coronal streamers are not are situated only along the solar equator, and nothing is visible on the, nothing like this curtain is visible on this polar areas. Here are more complicated solar corona, and we can see some structures which could be similar like the coronal curtains, which we can see in 2006 eclipse. Here's the picture of synoptic maps made of by Lascaux 2, where we can see evolution or shape of the coronal streamers, helmet streamers, during the one rotation of the sun. And we made some model. It's not a numerical model, it's a artistic model, I can see. It's very easy to make it. It's the picture you saw before, and it fits to the ball and rotate it like the sun. It has a very big problem, because there are no curves of the structures, there are no visible polar plumes and so on, because we have to reduce the original synoptic pictures. But you can see some structures like the proteins. I show you the next pictures. The next picture. If you see this picture and this picture, you can see these structures, and can here are some polar plumes, and above them we can see something like this proteins, and you can see again the direction and combination of these structures is very similar like on the original eclipse pictures. I'm not sure it's only geometrical explanation or something to maybe talk about. And that's all, and I thank you for your attention.
Okay, thank you. Do we have any questions?
Yeah, I wanted to ask you, I found this really fascinating with the three-dimensionality, but did you notice, in addition to the plumes extending in all directions, was there any curvature to the plumes at all, or did they appear to be fairly straight in the plane that they were traveling? No, in other words, the directionality that you showed in the last rotating image.
Yeah.
I see that they go out in all directions, but is there any curvature at all to the plumes? In other words, would they go straight?
Yeah.
Or would
in
they...
In our animation, yeah?
Yeah, in the animation.
Because it's very simple to make. There's no facility to curve the system. It's not ideal model, but it's the first step to make something.
Right, but there is curvature.
Yeah, I know. Okay.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Thank you.